Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It's Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, Speaker Mike Johnson's new plan on Ukraine and Israel funding. Number two, the Senate is bracing for a legislative pileup. And number three, from the vault, a renewed effort on the tax bill. All right, Jake, let's get into it. We were scooping yesterday about Speaker Mike Johnson's new plan on Ukraine and Israel funding. We get into that this morning, as well as some of the tripwires that he is facing when it comes to this Ukraine gamble. And that's what it is, a gigantic gamble by Speaker Mike Johnson about trying to figure out a way forward that, you know, kind of may make sense when taken outside of the context of the current legislative environment and the current political environment. Johnson's now planning on holding separate votes on what is expected to be tens of billions of dollars in proposed aid for Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel, while he's also looking to load up a separate portion of the package with GOP sweeteners. This is going to come after a series of votes this week on bills and resolutions buttressing Israel in any face-off with Iran, but it is anything but a sure thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, let's give Johnson a little bit of credit here. I don't think this is a horrible plan. Now, will it work? I don't know, but it's not a horrible plan.
It's creative. If successful, it gets done what he needs to get done.
Probably, right? He didn't have many options. I mean, Democrats would counter just put the Senate bill on the floor and call it a day. We would have said in that scenario that he was abandoning any Republican wins, and that would be true. But what Johnson is doing here is he's basically putting the components of the Senate bill, the Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan spending, as three different votes, and then a separate quote-unquote sidecar. It's not really a sidecar because it's not moving separately. These are all getting separate votes under this rule. When they most likely, we don't know this for sure, but most likely when it emerges from the House, it will be put to back together in one package for the Senate to consider it. So I understand what he's trying to do here. We scooped this, that this was his plan yesterday. And that he was putting the TikTok ban in here, which I don't know that that's gonna. To be honest with you, I don't know that that's gonna fly. But let's see where it all goes here. There's a lot of tripwires and a ton of tripwires. But let's just very quickly before talking about the tripwires, the goal here is to have the text out today, and if this is Congress, so take the over, and then to pass the bill by Friday evening with the 72-hour rule. Let's start with this. They got to get this bill out really quickly, because the longer it stays behind the scenes, the more opposition can build and people will just dump on it without actually seeing what's in the bill. That's number one. Do you have any thoughts there, Anna?
Yeah, I mean, I think time is clearly of the essence for Johnson. I think to your point, take the over. They've had delays in recent months when they've tried to put out legislation. It's taken longer than expected, but I think time is of the essence for a couple of reasons. One, they're pushing up against a recess, and two, clearly, the fighting between Israel and Iran, we'll see if it escalates, but it's clearly ongoing, the tensions in the region. And when there's that kind of impetus, it makes people take a second look, right? That they understand that they need to move faster in an institution that kind of historically moves a lot slower than people would like.
Yes. So that's that. Now let's talk about Democrats here. Democrats play an incredibly, incredibly, incredibly important role here. They can't get a rule out of the Rules Committee without Democrats. They also can't get this bill across the floor without Democrats. So Johnson needs to be very cognizant of this. And the Republican leadership isn't really hiding the ball here. This is not going to be a Republican-only bill. Now, some folks have suggested all sorts of things on attaching other parts of the Republican agenda to this bill to, you know, make it that only Republicans would vote for the rule. That ain't going to happen, I don't think. So Johnson spoke to President Joe Biden yesterday. He did not mention to the president, according to multiple sources, that he was going to do a big amendment process on this bill. That's difficult because he's going to allow an amendment process. Then he has to manage the amendment process. He has to allow amendments that would assuage Republicans, kill other amendments that would anger, that would sink the bill. So that's going to be, and also he needs to make sure it gets out of rules and onto the floor. So the amendment process is very important to manage, and that's going to be managed by newly minted House Rules Chair, really truly the leadership, but newly minted House Rules Chair Michael Burgess of Texas, and the rules staff, the Republican rules staff, which is very, very experienced. So that is the Democratic theory, the Democratic role here. You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we always are talking about how Johnson has to kind of weigh and is super focused on Republicans here. But this just showcases with a one seat majority, he's also has the heady task of keeping Democrats in mind, making sure that, especially on this amendment process, right? That you know, he's been in contact with the White House. He's been in contact with Chuck Schumer, in contact with Hakeem Jeffries when it comes to the need for foreign aid. But, you know, what members don't like, and particularly there's not, I would say, a lot of trust with Speaker Johnson. There's not a long history of working through legislative deals. While I think Democrats have said they understand the challenges that Speaker Johnson have, they're going to want to make sure that he is saying what he he's saying behind the scenes is what he actually does. And they don't like surprises, right? Especially when this bill, and to your point, what you just said is they're going to need Democrats to get it done.
Yes, that's right. So, okay. So now let's move on to, on the floor. They have to effectively put together separate coalitions to pass the rule and to pass the bill, perhaps separate coalitions. That is very difficult. Now, what if Johnson loses? And I don't know that he's going to lose here. I don't think he will. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. If he does lose, he's going to have to try to pass these under suspension. That's going to be even more difficult. I don't know that any of these could pass under suspension. That's the quick process that requires a two-thirds majority. And then there's the motion to vacate. Will Johnson get pushed out here for doing this? I don't know. The Republican leadership feels like that he won't. I'm not convinced. He can't control that, so there's nothing to do. But listen, let's say this. We've been waiting for now months for Johnson to make his move here. As has the world, right? The world has waited for Johnson to make his move here. He's making his move. He's shooting his proverbial shot at the buzzer, right? I don't know if it's at the buzzer, but this is the best of all the worst situations that he had at hand here. It'll be messy. It'll be very tricky. But it does a few things. It allows everyone to vote for what they want to vote for. Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the sidecar. It'll theoretically allow for an amendment process to offset some of this spending, which they're going to have to defeat, and it will get it to the Senate. And that's kind of been the goal all along.
All right. On that note, let's move to the number two story of the morning. The Senate is bracing for a quote unquote pileup with impeachment, FISA on tap, and potentially even this foreign aid package. You may want to cancel those weekend plans because the Senate is in for a rough one ahead of a scheduled week-long recess. The Senate has two, potentially three, contentious issues to address before skipping town, and it's pretty much guaranteed at this point the senators won't be catching their usual Thursday afternoon flights home. Let's take this kind of piece by piece. First up will be the articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Those are going to go to the Senate, setting up a Wednesday vote on a motion to table or dismiss the trial. This is going to be, you know, kind of the first up, and the question will be, can Democrats move quickly here, or will the Republican effort to slow things down be successful?
It'll probably be successful, right? This is one of the big weeks to get things done. And there's a lot of feelings around FISA, and I get that. And imagine, so there's the Mayorkas trial, there's FISA, but imagine if they have to do foreign aid this week as well. It's just going to be a very long week for the Senate. But, you know, we've always had that Senate magic at the end of the week where people just get out of town. I'm not sure that's going to work this time, but there is a recess for the House and a weekend. There's time off for both chambers on the other end of this. So maybe they just push through.
We shall see. Up also FISA. Let's talk about that. We'll talk about the foreign aid. I mean, we really belabored a lot on foreign aid and what's happening in the House side. But FISA is also going to be tricky, Jake.
Yeah, FISA is tricky. There are people like Rand Paul and Ron Wyden who say they're going to they want to slow this down. They want to really consider it. They're against it. They say it's a big expansion of government powers, and that's. They don't have much time, Anna. This is a April 19th deadline, so that they don't have time to mess around here. You know what I mean? They don't have time to really consider this, or else FISA goes dark, and that's not right. Something that anybody in this, well, I don't know about anybody, but that's not something the administration and leadership wants on Capitol Hill.
All right, let's run to the number three story of the morning. Cinema, Josh Hawley, Todd Young working quietly to get the tax bill to 60 votes. This is an interesting resurrection of this tax package that has had many different lives, but seemed as though it was over and was not going to be something that could move forward in the Senate after Republicans, including Mike Crapo, the Republican from Idaho and chair of the committee, came out against it. But now there's a renewed push, and Josh Hawley's team talking to a dozen trade organizations on Monday on this renewed effort, Jake.
Yeah, this is a last-ditch effort to get this across the finish line, to be honest with you, because this tax bill, as you and I know, has been languishing in the Senate, and quite frankly, if they change it, and if they attempt to make any changes to it, which I don't, you know, who knows what they'll be successful in, but I'm not clear what could happen in the House of Representatives. I think there's a sense, Anna, that it's silly to let this go to waste. I mean, the House cleared a bill, which is very unusual, a tax bill, and with a lot of goodies for both sides. And I think people want to make lemonade with that. And I think that's what's driving this. I mean, this is not a traditional coalition, and it's not necessarily a coalition that has a lot of a huge track record of success. But listen, it's an effort, and that's a good thing for people who want this tax bill across the finish line.
With that, we're going to leave you there. Thank you so much for listening this morning. One quick note, we are looking forward to hosting Senator Mike Rounds of In Conversation on Tuesday, April 30th at 8:30 a.m. as part of our series, The AI Impact, which is covering how AI is being deployed in cybersecurity, healthcare and scientific development, education and the workforce and small businesses. I'm going to be sitting down with Rounds to discuss all of that, including news of the day as well. Plus, we'll have Kent Walker, president of global affairs at Google, joining me for a fireside chat. Would love for you to join us. You can go to our events hub and sign up and RSVP for that at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe, everybody.